Rising prices for food and fuel, such as gasoline and diesel, are keeping inflation in the European Union high. It's running at 3.3% a year. And as in the United States, wages have not been keeping up. France is typical within the EU, as Anita Elash reports.
Thousands of Parisians marched last week to protest against a whole range of government policies. But one of their top concerns was a steady decline in their standard of living. As prices rise and wages stagnate, consumers across France and all over Europe feel they're being pushed to their financial limit. Olivier Dalmont, who is 36 years old, says he and his wife have had to cut back on their purchases, even though both earn decent salaries. He is a geography teacher and she is a school counselor. We have less purchasing power than our parents do, he says. When I chose to work as a teacher and my wife chose to work in the national education system, he adds, we never thought we would see our economic situation decline to this point. There are two major problems facing Europeans like Dalmont. The first is wages. Unemployment has been high for the last 20 years, so salaries have stagnated. That means real incomes have steadily declined. As a result, working Europeans aren't equipped to deal with the second problem, a big increase over the last year in the cost of essential items like food and oil. For example, a gallon of gas now runs to about $9.40. Jean-Paul Fitoussi, an economist at the Center for Economic Research in Paris, says middle and lower income earners have been especially hard hit.
It is increasing inequalities. And this increase in inequalities has social consequences, which are very bad, because there is, no way to avoid it.
Fitoussi says the problem is likely to continue for the foreseeable future, since the European Central Bank is keeping interest rates high to help keep wages in check. He says governments across Europe can expect to see more social unrest as people feel the pinch. In the meantime, to make ends meet, middle and lower class Europeans are cutting corners wherever they can. One way is to shop at deep discount stores. Another is to shop at food markets like this one near the Place d'Italie in Paris's 13th arrondissement. It's one of the least expensive markets in town, but even here, the prices can seem startling. Potatoes, carrots, and onions cost about $1.60 a pound. Cherries, just coming into season, are about $8.25. Chicken legs run to $7, and a pound of rump roast will set you back at least $14. Shopper Martine Verpillot earns about $3,100 a month as a nurse. She says she's had to cut back on almost everything she buys. When I started working more than 20 years ago, I managed to live correctly, she says, but now I have a much harder time. I buy less. For example, if I used to buy a pound of something, now I buy half a pound, unless I really need it. Verpillot adds she prefers not to think about whether her financial situation will improve. If things continue the way they are now, she says, I don't think the future is very bright. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.